And so I don't want to get too sidetracked now, but I'm going to get a little sidetracked now. And I want to talk briefly about speaking in tongues. And as we're going to see, this is going to come up multiple times through the book of Acts. And I'm just going to briefly touch on the subject here. But I hear this often, even just a couple of weeks ago, when the young men's discipleship group was reading through Acts, the same question came up. And the question is, do people still speak in tongues today? Or the bigger question is, are there still those miraculous gifts today? And there's many good Christians, many smart Christians that believe that tongues and other what we'd call miraculous gifts that we see throughout the book of Acts, that those have ceased. And they'll say that the signs and gifts and wonders, you know, the speaking in tongues, all that we see in Acts is really it validates the ministry of the gospel, and it really validates showing that those apostles were sent by God. And it certainly does validate them. As, you know, Peter is now going out, Jesus is gone, yet Peter's going out, and, you know, his handkerchief is healing people. They're speaking in miraculous languages. And so, yes, that validates it. But some believe that it validated it. And then when the apostles died, all of those ceased at that point. And they quote verses like 1 Corinthians 13:8, which says, "As for tongues, they will cease." The problem is that if you go just another verse or two further in 13:10, I'm not going to show it to you, but 13:10 makes it clear, and you can look this up at home, it makes it clear that it's not just talking about ceasing right then, but ceasing when Jesus returns, when things are made perfect, that prophecy is going to cease, that tongues are going to cease when Jesus Christ has made things perfect, which is when he returns. And so the Bible in the New Testament seems to indicate the opposite of what these very nice, very smart Christians are saying. For example, in 1 Corinthians 14:5, Paul says, "Now I want," meaning that's the idea, "I wish you all to speak in tongues," speaking to that church. 14:39, he says, actually, "Do not forbid speaking in tongues." And Paul even goes through the effort in chapter 14 here, 1 Corinthians, of giving guidelines for speaking in tongues. And so I do not believe that this gift, the speaking in tongues, or any other gift that we see mentioned in the New Testament has ceased. I believe that they have not ceased. Now, having said that, I will say that some denominations have taken tongues and put it in an unbiblical light. For example, many denominations that fall under the Pentecostal umbrella believe that speaking in tongues is a sign that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So they don't think that you've been filled with the Holy Spirit until you've spoken in tongues. But we don't see that either in the Bible. We see, in fact, in Ephesians chapter 1, that when you become a Christian, right at that moment, you are sealed and indwelled by the Holy Spirit. And so there's no mention in Ephesians that there has to be a validation by someone speaking in tongues. We see examples of that in Acts, but we don't see that as a rule. And so having said all that, I want to encourage every one of us today to be open to every spiritual gift that the Bible talks about. Now, not every gift is for every person. And not all of us are going to be doing every gift. That's why there's one body, but many different parts. But our body will be most effective when all of the spiritual gifts are being operated in some way, in some capacity. And having said all that, then, Ephesians, 1 Corinthians 14:39, Paul says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues." But then he gives a big but. He says, "But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way." So So having just said that, I'm not saying we're changing anything here at Island Pond. There's no, what you all would see, what we'd see is like no craziness is going to happen here. But I do not see anywhere in the Bible where it says that this gift has ceased. And so we will be open to the moving of the Holy Spirit. But if it ever happens, it will be done in an orderly and fitting way. So let's go ahead and